Blog Talk Radio.
By Shoshona. And Shoshona is an emotion code healer, and I will now let her tell you all about what she does and what she's up to. Shoshona.
Hello there, Barbara.
Hi.
I am a bookkeeper, an accounting technician, and of 40 years, and for the past 5 years, I've been looking for a change in my career. So this is me putting it out there for all the world to hear, just exactly what energy healing can do for you, your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul. So I found something interesting. I wrote down, we're like like fish swimming in a sea of energy. Energy is the method of which all things are made of. It is in all things and through all things and fills the interspaces of the universe. While getting rid of your trapped emotions can help you to overcome obstacles from your past and can bring new life into your future. What this does is it changes your perception and how you feel about things once the baggage goes away. So everybody is guilty of it. Everybody shoves things in. You stub your toe, for example, and you know, you curse the thought or whatever, and you shove it in. It's just the way that we're all taught to be. So what this does is it prevents you from shoving it in. I have methods that I like to put out there that allow you to release it up instead of releasing it in. So with that, I'm here to help.
Well, wonderful. Well, we have a caller with their hand up, so if you are ready, we will click on that caller.
All righty.
Okay. Area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I'd like a general healing, just kind of lift my spirits. I know I've been tired, I've been working a lot, but just feeling a little glum.
Okay, what we're going to do on you is just a general Reiki session. We're going to release all
Great.
Blockages from your chakras, and
okay.
Hopefully that gives you some more energy.
Great.
Okay. Do I have your permission to connect to you, Anne?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is my name Anne?
Yes.
No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Anne? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Anne? Yes. Okay. So now I'm connected to your subconscious mind.
Got it.
Okay, can we connect to Anne's root chakra? Yes, is it blocked? No, is it healthy? Yes, does it need adjusting? Yes, are there any trapped emotions within Anne's root chakra? Rejected. Insecure. More than 10 layers. Yes, more than 100 layers. Yes, more than 1,000 layers. Yes, more than 2,000 layers. Yes, more than 3,000 layers. Yes, more than 4,000 layers. Yes, more than 6,000 layers. Yes, more than 7,000 layers. Yes, more than 8,000 layers. No. Okay, 8,001 layers. No, 8,000 layers. Yes, 8,000 layers of insecurity in your root chakra. Okay, can we release all of that now from Anne? Filling her full of the love, the light, the blood. Releasing all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy. And increasing her wellness frequency to that of 7.3. Insecure, ecstatic, astonished, eager, energetic, liberated. is and root chakra balance. Yes, is it blocked? No. Okay, can we move on? Yes. Okay, and sacral chakra. Okay, that the root chakra, the physical components are lower back pain, pain in feet and legs, and pain in the lower body. And the emotional part of that is low self-esteem, laziness, fear, and insecurity. The sacral chakra is the physical components are painful period, infertility, and constipation. And the emotional components are jealousy, low self-esteem, and depression. Okay, is and sacral chakra blocked? Yes, it is. Insecurity. Is there more than 1,000 liters? 900, 800, 700, 600, 500 layers. 501? No, 500 layers of insecurity in your sacral chakra. Can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy? Filling Anne full of the love, the light, the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. You're not yawning anymore.
No.
You sounded tired when you came on the phone.
Definitely.
Rejected. Insecure. Scared. Astonished. Liberated. Energetic. Ecstatic. Amused. Important, confident, respected, fulfilled, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, indifferent, sensitive, fired, indifferent, apathetic, inspired, optimistic, indifferent, isolated, abandoned, apathetic, inferior, empty, vulnerable, apathetic, empty, confused, eager, liberated. Okay, is the sacral chakra blocked? No, is it balanced? Yes, is there anything else that we can release from the sacral chakra? Yes, insecurity. Submissive, rejected, humiliated, hurt, threatened, aggressive, awful, abandoned, despair, depressed, bored, optimistic, intimate, peaceful, liberated. Okay, can we move on to the solar plexus now? Yes, is the sacral chakra unblocked? Yes, is it balanced? Yes. Are there any negative energetic cords attached to the sacral chakra? No. Are there any negative energetic cords attached to the root chakra? No. Okay, the solar plexus. Is poor digestion, ulcers, and asthma for the physical components, and codependency, lack of self-control, or addiction for the emotional component. And that's where you hold your anger, is in your liver and your gallbladder, your solar plexus. Interested, proud, powerful, optimistic, depressed, despair, lonely, bored, vulnerable, empty, isolated, indifferent. Is there more than 10 layers of indifference? More than 20, more than 30, more than 40, more than 50, more than 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, no, 44 layers of indifference in your solar plexus. Mad, critical, disappointed, guilty, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, intimate, powerful, proud, joyful, ecstatic, liberated, anxious, scared, distant, frustrated, aggressive, submissive, insecure, anxious, startled, confused, amazed, astonished, perplexed, disillusioned, frightened, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, astonished. Okay, is the solar plexus blocked? No. Is it happy? No, it's not happy. Hurt, rejected, insecure. Is this her inner child, Anne's inner child? This is your inner child we're speaking to right now. Okay. Is there more than one? Are Anne's inner children integrated? Yes. Is there more than one? No. Okay. What can we do for the inner child to make it happy? Submissive, insecure, hurt, humiliated, rejected, scared, startled, energetic, eager, awe, liberated, static, liberated, energetic. Liberated. Okay, is the inner child happy? Is the inner child happy? Yes. Rejected. Hurt. Insecure. Scared. Excited. Eager. Liberated, ecstatic, liberated. Is the inner child happy? Yes. Okay, is there any other trapped emotions within the inner child, any other aspects rising up to be healed now? No. Does Anne's inner children possess the will to thrive? No. Okay, can we install that now? Inadequate, worthless, inadequate, worried, overwhelmed, frightened, perplexed, astonished, eager, perplexed, awe, eager, liberated, ecstatic, amused, inquisitive, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, courageous, amused, liberated, energetic, eager. How do you feel, Anne?
Yeah, definitely. I feel layers lifting.
Good.
I've done a lot of inner child stuff myself, but this is, I think you're getting a lot deeper. So,
yeah.
Great.
And usually I don't incorporate this, so this is something that's supposed to be, obviously. So it's a question that I ask, but I haven't asked those questions in a while. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's interesting that we went there.
Yeah, time to let go.
Yeah. Like I said, everybody holds their anger in their liver and their gallbladder, which is your solar plexus, right? If you get stitchy pain in your liver, if you rule out that it's not cancer, not a medical issue, and you're left, because this is what happened to me, I was left with stitchy pain in my liver. And I was given a clean bill of health by an oncologist or whatever who looked at me and said, no, you don't have cancer. So anyhow, this I wish I had back then.
Yeah.
I held my anger in my liver. So, okay. Is the solar plexus blocked? No. Is the solar plexus happy? Yes. Okay, can we move on? Yes. Okay, can we go into the heart chakra? Yes. Okay, that's heart disease and high blood pressure on the physical side and lack of empathy and fear of intimacy on the emotional side. Humiliated. Submissive. Insecure, humiliated, rejected, insecure, scared, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, happy. Okay, is the heart chakra blocked? No. Is the heart chakra happy? Yes. Okay, do we need to do any work on the heart chakra? No. Does Anne possess a heart wall? No, a hidden heart wall. No, a sacred heart wall. Yes. Okay, the sacred heart wall, is it more than a foot? No. Is it 11 inches? No, 10 inches? No, 9 inches? No, 8 inches? Yes. 8.5 inches? No. 8 inches. Yes. Hurt. Humiliated. Submissive. Insecure. Anxious. Startled. Confused. Perplexed. Liberated. Energetic. Eager. Astonished. Ah. Energetic. Eager. Liberated. Ecstatic. Amused. Important. Confident. Disrespected. Courageous, fulfilled, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager. Confused, perplexed, liberated, eager, energetic, liberated. And ecstatic, energetic, liberated. Okay, is the heart chakra blocked? No. Is it safe to move on? Yes. Okay. Is the heart chakra happy? Yes. Are all chambers happy? Yes. Is there anything else I need to do with the heart chakra? No. Okay, the throat. The throat is thyroid problems or sore throat. The emotional is can't express feelings and a heart and mind disconnection. Okay, in the throat chakra, is it blocked? Is the throat chakra blocked? Rejected, submissive, anxious, scared, startled, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, liberated. Energetic. Okay, is the throat chakra still blocked? Is the throat chakra still blocked? No. Okay, is the throat chakra happy? Is the throat chakra happy? Yes. Is the throat chakra balanced? Yes. Okay, the next one is the third eye. That's headache, depression, and a hormonal imbalance. Or on the emotional side, it's poor intuition. Confused, aggressive, hateful, insecure, anxious, scared, amazed, astonished, eager. Okay, is the third eye blocked? No. Is the third eye balanced? Yes. Okay, the next is the crown chakra. Is it blocked? Yes. Is it balanced? No. Okay, poor sleep habits or difficult to meditate or body disconnect? Rejected. Submissive. Insecure. Hurt. Submissive, scared, startled, perplexed, eager, liberated. Okay, is the crown chakra blocked? Is the crown chakra blocked? Is it balanced? Okay, is there anything else that I can release from the crown chakra? No. Okay. Is there any negative energetic cords attached to the solar plexus chakra? No. Is there any negative energetic cords attached to the heart chakra? No. Is there any negative energetic cords attached to the throat chakra? No. Is there any negative energetic cords attached to the third eye? No. Is there any negative energetic cords attached to the crown chakra? No. How do you feel, Anne?
Yeah, thank you. Much clear, I guess clear is the right word. It's kind of like the haze has lifted, so.
Yeah.
Much, and that kind of melancholy feeling is gone.
It'll only keep getting better.
Great.
So pay attention day by day as it goes by.
Okay.
Just be really mindful about the true Anne, right? You parade from your inner self. How do you feel, right?
Right.
So
what was the wall? The wall, there are different walls in the heart, and I forgot which one you said. I had a
you had a
sacred
wall.
Sacred heart wall. Uh-huh.
Well, everybody has a sacred heart to the right of their heart chakra, or your physical heart, right?
Okay.
So that one there, a heart wall, is a metaphysical wall that the body puts around you when you've been hurt.
Okay.
Right? Yours was 8 inches thick.
Oh, wow.
So you can have a heart wall right around your heart, right?
Yeah,
physical one, where
mm-hmm.
when somebody's walking towards you, they can sense this wall up in front of you.
Right.
Right? So I do. All the time, I can feel whether when I'm walking towards somebody, whether they're approachable or unapproachable,
uh-huh.
before they even open up their mouth. So it's amazing stuff. So what this will help you do is to change your perception. Now, the other thing I wanted to tell you about was, when something happens around you or energy comes to you, what I want you to do is I want you to hand it up to God.
Right.
God, please take my world. Right? Every
mm-hmm.
negative thought that you have or
mm-hmm.
any negative feeling that comes to you, right? God, please take my world. And it's just a thought, right? You don't have to say it out loud or whatever.
Sure.
Right? Just think it. God, please take my world. God, please take my world. Right? And imagine yourself on your tippy toes handing up a globe to God.
Mm-hmm.
God, please take my world. Right? Another thing I do is I imagine a balloon over my head, over the top of my head.
Oh, I do that. I put the negative
things, yeah. Every negative thought or every negative feeling, up you go, up and out, up and out, up and out, not in. Right? Because when you shove it in, you trap an emotion, right? And I've gotten myself, Anne, to the point now where it just flows right through me.
Great.
Whatever comes my way just flows right through me. So it's wonderful. I wish I would have had this tool long before I ever got it.
Okay, Shoshana, are you ready to move on to the next person?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait,
Thanks for the show.
Can I disconnect from Anne?
Thanks, Anne, for calling.
Yes, is my name Anne? Yes, is my name Shoshana? No, is my name Shoshana? Yes, is my name Anne? No, is my name Shoshana? Yes. Okay, who's next?
Okay. We're going to the caller from area code 551.
Hi.
This is T.
Hi, T. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, what can Shoshana do for you?
I'm definitely interested in knowing about my chakras. I've been working with crystals for a couple of weeks now, so I'm very interested in just, you know, learning more about crystals. I definitely want to incorporate that in whatever I do as far as, you know, career-wise now.
Yeah. Okay, what is your name again? Is it T?
T-E-E.
Oh, P-E-E?
T as in Thomas.
Oh, T-E-E. So it's T.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just a little hard of hearing or whatever, so I need to clarify.
No, it could
that.
Be my phone. Everybody's been saying my phone.
Yeah. Okay, so do I have your permission to connect to you, T?
Yes.
Okay, can I connect to T? Yes, is my name Shoshana? No, yes, is my name T? No, is my name Shoshana? No, is my name T? Yes, is my name T? Yes. Okay. Is T's root chakra blocked? No. Is it happy? Yes. Okay. The next one is the sacral chakra. Is it blocked? No. Is it happy? Yes. Is the solar plexus blocked? No, is it happy? Yes. Is the heart chakra blocked? Yes, the heart chakra is blocked. Is it a heart wall? No, a hidden heart wall. No. Is it in the sacred chakra? No. You're pretty well-rounded. If you've been doing work on yourself, it's showing.
Yeah, I did some last night.
Okay, is the solar plexus blocked? Is the heart chakra blocked? No. Is the heart chakra happy? Yes. Is the throat chakra blocked? No. Is the throat chakra happy? Yes. Is the third eye blocked? No. Is the third eye happy? Yes. Is the crown chakra blocked? No. Is the crown chakra happy? No. Okay. Out of the crown chakra, hurt, insecure, scared, startled, energetic, liberated, inquisitive, ecstatic, energetic, awe, eager, okay, is the crown chakra happy? Yes. Is the crown chakra blocked? No. Okay, let's check what I checked on the last girl. Is the inner child happy? No. Are T's inner children, are they integrated? Okay, threatened, hurt, submissive, anxious, scared, startled, confused, joyful, liberated. So whatever you're going to do to heal yourself, T, give God permission to heal you, and you'll see it become more effective.
Okay. Okay. So the healing the crown chakra?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Crown in the heart or just crown?
Just the crown chakra. Everything was, nothing was blocked. Everything was balanced, and your crown chakra was unhappy, and your heart chakra was a little unhappy too, but we released that. But it was minimal.
Yeah, I've been working on it. I had a vision in the shower this morning because I've been really working on crystals because one of these days I finally listened to myself, and my body was drawn to the crystal shop, and I picked out the ones I needed. And I don't know, I just, you know, I'm a therapist, so I wanted to definitely become like a holistic psychotherapist, including crystals. So
yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
What did you get your certification?
Well, I did emotion code therapy. Healerslibrary.com is
okay.
The site for it. And it, what it is it's energy healing. It's about releasing baggage from a person's body.
Yeah.
Right? So now I've incorporated Reiki. And I incorporate acupuncture as well. And I have another thing that I do called a health gauge, which goes through about 20 organs and measures them,
okay.
Right? They're all charts. I use a pendulum, right? So, and I'll tell you, I test myself. And what it releases from me is 110% accurate.
Mm.
It's just.
I think you. I'm sorry. While you were talking, I feel the work that you did on my crown chakra is tingling.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other energy within T's crown chakra that we can release? No, it's activated. That's what it is.
Yeah,
is it a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe it's responding to the crystals that are in my purse, but I definitely feel a sensation. Like anytime, like I do any kind of work with lapis lazuli, I can feel like my third eye tingling. So.
Wow.
I maybe it might be the amethyst that's around me, but yeah, my the top of my head is tingling. It's a good
cool.
thing.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from T? Okay, can I disconnect from T? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name T? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name T? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. All righty.
Okay. You want to give the information of where people can reach you, how they can find you?
Yeah. They can go to my Facebook page, and there's testimonials on there, and I try to post different things on there. It's Healing Hands by Shoshona, Or you can IM me at Shoshona Pelche. That's Shoshona Pelleteer. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
And how much does a session with you cost?
$75 U.S., and that is for a Reiki session.
And that takes about an hour or so?
Yeah, it takes about an hour. I haven't done one, really, that's more than an hour. Usually an hour is about right on.
But you
so,
do offer all these other different sessions.
I have a health gauge, which is the one I was mentioning. That's 120 U.S. That session can last up to 2 hours. So, and usually for the first session will last 2 hours. So, and then like a heart wall session or whatever, say $60. I haven't set my prices up on my Facebook page yet. I guess that's something I should go in and do, put that, create more of a price list. I have a couple things posted on there. I think a money release session is $50.
That's great.
So,
we have a few more minutes. Actually, I need to get off early tonight because I'm going to be on a summit in 10 minutes. So,
okay.
But if there's anything else you need to say, then by all means, say it.
No, I'm pretty well done, Barbara. We can wrap it up anytime.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks, Shoshona, for being on the show, and we'll be back next week, and everyone is invited to call in and experience the emotion code. I will say that since Shoshona came into my life is getting better and better, so I encourage everyone to experience the emotion code and start letting go of those emotions that have been bogging you down for years. Letting them go really does feel good. Really does. Okay. I think that is it
Alrighty.
For tonight. Thanks again, Shoshona, and we will be back next Wednesday evening, same time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.